I just want to start by praying. I think that's going to be the best. If I can just pray and just bring this morning to you. Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that you give us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there's so much more, Lord, than this life. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've opened the door, Lord Jesus, for us, Lord, to enter, Lord, the Holy of Holies, Lord, that the veil has been torn, Lord, and by your blood, Lord, we've been set free, Lord. It's by your mercy, Lord, by your grace and by the blood of Jesus, Lord, that we are saved, Lord. And nothing that we do, Lord, can change that, Lord. Nothing, Lord, that we do, Lord, can change your heart for us, Lord, your love for us. And we thank you this morning, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will prepare our hearts this morning, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will inspire my words this morning, Lord. And Holy Spirit, that you will speak to us this morning, Lord. And Lord, that we won't just come and waste our time, Lord. It'll be a word in season, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will prepare hearts, Lord, and prepare the ground, Lord, for the seeds that you want to plant, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that every seed, Lord, that is planted, Lord, will not return void, Lord, that as the rain falls down, Lord, and does not return, Lord, but brings forth bud, Lord, and brings forth trees, Lord. We pray, Lord, that these seeds this morning, Lord, will be fruitful in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. This morning, I just want to thank Daryl for, firstly, for kind of preaching what I want to speak about this morning, and secondly, for just being obedient. It's just amazing, and it brings me a lot of peace to know that what the Lord's been telling me over the last couple of months and what He's told me to speak about this morning is in line. Because firstly, Hannah Rollo cornered me when I got in, and she said, I mustn't worry about, putting on spins and so forth. She said to me, whatever I want to say, just bring it as I need to bring it, because it is what the Lord, no more, no less, it is what the Lord wants me to say this morning. And therefore, I believe that it's a word in season for every person here. And I thank Daryl for just and speaking his heart. And this morning, I'm speaking about heart's desire. I think the title might make sense. It might not. But Daryl spoke about us seeing the Father's heart. And actually, you can see in Daryl, his heart's been broken by this. It's as if the Lord has broken his heart. And I should have maybe gone back and listened to Fred's sermon. Maybe I'm going to re-preach something this morning. But I believe that this is something that the Lord's been speaking to me about for a while now. And I'm hoping that by my testimony and by what I'm going to say this morning, you guys will hear what I'm saying, and it'll be something that is for you this morning. As I said, my name's Dennis Jr. We've been back in Swakop. I'm actually a gypsy. We've lived everywhere for 2 years and then moved and moved on and so forth. But the last place I was Isle of Man, and before that I studied in Stellenbosch. I started going to church more often there. The more I went to church, the less I went to Tollies, and so I used to go in the evenings because I had hangover in the morning. So, and that changed as I actually started walking with the Lord, and he changed my heart, and it was just an amazing experience in Stellenbosch, because it's a place where you get fed a lot. It's like the Lord says, we are babies and we get fed milk, and as I went through that experience, I had a good system around me and so on. But after a while, I got lazy. And you tend to sit back, you tend to relax, and you tend to think, I don't have to go to intercession because there are 20 young guys do it in the morning. Any case, and everything is done for you. And as the word says, I started getting fat spiritually. And so my time standard was good. I finished studying, and because it was so comfortable there, I got a job there. I met my wife in Stellenbosch. I got married close to Stellenbosch, so everything was hunky-dory. And until about 3, 4 months after we got married, and after I promised my wife I'll never in my life move to Isle of Man, which is a little mud island about 3 km from the North Pole. I just had no desire to ever go there. And about 3 months after we got married, something happened. It must have been a miracle. I finished my job there, and we packed our bags, and a couple of months later we moved to the Isle of Man, and with the idea of actually going for 5 years. And so the experience for me was going from being a baby to being suddenly weaned off this milk. And I actually realized that all the revelations I had of God, and the relationship I had with God, was actually one that was of second hand. It was something that someone else said, and I took it for myself. It was something I read in a book. It was, and all of a sudden, I was stuck on this little island without my whole, you know, team around me. You know, if I sin or do something wrong, my friends would come and gimme par klappe, and I'll go on, and it's good stuff. But all of a sudden, I was alone. Not alone. I had my wife there, but in my relationship with God, I was alone. And it was as if I was being weaned off this milk. You know, I had to start to search God on my own. And it was an amazing experience, because all of a sudden, it was my relationship with God. It wasn't a secondhand one or someone else saying something and so forth. So, which is a challenge, but it was really good for us. And our 5 years that we stayed there became cut short by the grace of God to 18 months. And over there, the heart that I started getting there was, I became a bit of a fundamentalist. If you understand what I'm saying, I became quite hard, not hard, it sounds a bit stupid, but I felt I became quite hardcore, because I thought I was hardcore, because whenever someone was a bit flaky or a bit lukewarm, I used to get upset, and I used to say, no, but that's wrong. And I thought, you know, God's going to say to you, you know, never knew you, get away from me. And so I was quite energized. And when I got back to Sokopmund, all of a sudden I was hit with grace. You know, the guy's been preaching, apparently they've been preaching grace all the time. And now this kind of threw a spanner in my works, because I thought, grace is fine, I'm saved by grace. But, you know, you shouldn't mix grace with being lukewarm and flaky. So I said to the Lord, but I don't understand this, you know. I know that they can't be wrong as well. Someone has to be wrong. Is it me or is it the church? And after grace, it was the Father's heart, and it was family, and we all need to be family. And all of a sudden, I realized that something's wrong inside of me, you know, because I'm still trying to get over love. Love, Corinthians 13, love, where the Lord says love is not self-serving, love is sacrificial. It's that love that Jesus had, which was just a servant love. And now I need to love people that I don't really even like. And so I had a bit of an issue, because my relationship with God was one of, I had a lot of knowledge and I knew a lot, but I had to face the fact that I was missing something, missing a big thing. I was missing probably the biggest thing that there is, because now I'm a Christian, I've been a Christian, I've ticked off everything, I've even become a staff member. I work for this church, by the way. So now I think I've done it all. I've got the CV. I'm a staff member. I've been a small group. I've gone on missions. I must be okay. But it's as if the Lord just said to me, but, you know, you can think what you think, but just be honest with yourself. And I asked the Lord, I said to him, Lord, but then please show me what's wrong. You know, as Daryl said this morning, he said, it's difficult to look into his eyes, because it's something as if it doesn't click. Something is missing. And the Lord gave me Matthew 5 verse 8. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And he says, Psalm 24 says, who may ascend the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So I realized, and I had to realize, that the issue is not my theology. The issue is not what I haven't done and what I still have to do for God. The issue is the issue of my heart. And I realize that I've become a bit of a hypocrite. I've become what Jesus actually hated. And it was, you know, Jesus was very loving, but he didn't enjoy the hypocrites. He didn't enjoy the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because there was something he didn't like about them. Because he loves everyone, but he didn't like them. Maybe he did. Maybe I'm wrong. Sorry if I'm not theologically 100% here, but this is how I see it. Because he didn't give them hugs. You know what I mean? He wasn't, sit on my lap, you hypocrite. It was, you brood of vipers, get away from me. So there's something there. And I was, where I thought I was fine, I was actually putting myself in a different camp. I was becoming that camp where he says, get away from me. And which is a scary thought, because if you think you're fine and you realize that you're not, then it becomes a bit of an issue. And I said to the Lord, but Lord, please, then, if this is now the fact that my heart is not pure, what must I do now? What do I need to do with myself and what I need to do to be at this place where you say the pure in heart will see God. Because I believe that if we really see God, then these things will flow naturally. We will, out of, it'll transform.